I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Glad you're here. KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if you get a call from a Utah Highway Patrol officer who says they're with Homeland Security, it's probably a scam. The agency says the calls have come in from an actual UHP line that's somehow been spoofed. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, two separate cars in two separate cities have crashed into structures this afternoon. Drivers in both Kearns and North Ogden hit houses. The drivers were taken to hospitals. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
In addition to the delays on I-15 that we have in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, we have a couple of new crashes. One, 7th East, 8800 South in the Midvale-Sandy area, and an accident on the collector ramp from westbound I-80 to go to southbound Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After some sunshine, get ready for more thunderstorms this afternoon and early evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures falling again, 68. With light rain now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More breathing room in this stress situation, amounting to four more days to get a solution.
In a new letter sent to congressional leaders Friday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen extended a deadline for lawmakers to raise the debt limit. Yellen says the government has enough money to pay its bills through June 5th, slightly later than her previous projection that Treasury would hit the debt ceiling as soon as June 1st. This update buys negotiators some much-needed time to hammer out a deal to raise the debt limit and avoid a potentially catastrophic default. The ex-date deadline issued by Treasury is fluid based on daily federal tax revenues and expenditures. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Facing serious potentially criminal allegations and a possible Saturday vote by state lawmakers to impeach him, the Texas State Attorney General.
Among the claims is that Ken Paxton retaliated against his own employees if they suggested that his behavior could get him into trouble. In a hearing this week, investigators laid out for State Representative Andrew Murr Paxton's habit of giving raises to such workers and then promoting them.
So when you say moved out, that meant isolated?
Correct.
That's not like transfer. It's I'm going to move you off to a dark corner in the office and you're not going to talk to anybody anymore.
Yes, Chairman.
Four of Paxton's former employees sued. He settled for $3.3 million and then asked the state legislature to pay the bill. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Finding today that an Indiana doctor violated privacy laws when she told the media about a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio traveling to Indiana to get an abortion. A state medical licensing board, Indiana Attorney General's offices, Kelly Stevenson.
What if it was your child, your parent, or your sibling in a medical crisis and the doctor who you thought was on your side ran to the press for political reasons?
The doctor was given a letter of reprimand, ordered to pay about $3,000 in fines, but she will still be able to practice medicine. An update for the Wall Street major indexes. You're listening to ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. As you just heard, negotiations continue on the debt ceiling, even though lawmakers have, for the most part, left Washington, D.C. for their Memorial Day weekends at home. Well, joining me live in the studio, still working, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson, who's following this ever so closely. So, Boyd, our drop-dead date is now June 5th, according to the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, really interesting development there. And there is an interesting thing to look at as to why suddenly that announcement from Janet Yellen. Important for everyone to recognize, we exceeded the debt limit in January. We've been using what's called extraordinary measures, which basically means we're living off of the income that comes into the government to pay the bills of the government. So anyone saying we haven't passed the debt ceiling, we did that long time ago. Janet Yellen now says we have more income revenue taxes coming into the government, and we can cover our bills at least until the 5th of June, which is significant. It's always easier to pay your bills as the month goes on. What this has actually done, and what I think is at play here, is I think President Biden is getting a lot of grief from his own caucus. Hakeem Jeffries is not happy with what is being required of Democrats, and I think he's going to ask the president to negotiate a little harder, a little longer. And I think Janet Yellen coming out and say, you know what, now that we look at it more closely, we've actually got 4 extra days we can get this done.
You know, interesting. Axios reported last night that the U.S. has $49.5 billion in cash right now. There are 17 American billionaires who have more money themselves than the United States has at this point. So we are actually running on fumes.
Yeah, we're definitely on fumes. There's no question. But the two things you have to remember is most of the money comes into the Treasury on the 1st of the month and the 15th of the month when businesses have to pay their taxes, people who are sole proprietors pay their taxes. And so while they have a lot of debts, just like we do, we pay our rent and our, you know, our mortgage or our whatever bills at the beginning of the month, the government does the same thing. The hardest days for the government to function are the 1st through the 5th of the month. After that, there's more revenue coming in than expenditures going out. And so there is a lot more wiggle room than we think in all of this. But I think this is part of a negotiation tactic that the president has got to fight a little harder for congressional Democrats to be satisfied with what the deal ultimately is.
So I think you're saying that politics may play a part in all of this.
Nothing gets past you, Jeff, even on a Friday going into a holiday weekend. And while I still think there is a chance we could see the framework of a deal come out tomorrow, that's when we initially thought, given this little extra time that Janet Yellen has provided by extending the date back, may push that into Sunday or Monday. But they really can't go past Monday. So, but I would keep your eyes peeled. You'll probably see some sort of deal coming out midday, late day tomorrow.
Meantime, I hope you have a peaceful weekend. Boyd Matheson will be back on Tuesday with Inside Sources.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.